the big stress point is the number 18, that they think when they're 18 that they're adults and they get to do what they want when they want, even if they are still living at home and even if you are still paying the majority of their support and their bills. And so when our daughter was about 18 or 19, she was younger for her classmates. She was like the youngest. So she was just graduating high school and she was still 17. So probably about when she turned 18 and she was in the local community college, that was the plan, go there 2 years and then transfer and save money that way. She decided she'd have enough of our rules and she was ready to live life on her terms, even though she did not have a job to support herself. She was going to take the college money that had been put away for her and use that to pay her rent and her bills. And her dad and I did not think that was a good idea. But at the time, there had been so much stress and so much pushing and so much violating of all of our rules and not that we had that many, but just a few basic ones to keep the house sane, that we just knew it was time to let her go because she was not going to be happy and we weren't going to have any peace until she did.
Well, and so many parents have experienced that same thing. How do you, as your book says, how do you guide them into decisions when you really don't agree with the decisions they're making? Or how do you support decisions that you don't agree with, even though you're going to have to stand by and witness?
Okay, the first part is when you can influence, and that's why I tell parents, the key to parenting is the relationship. And it doesn't matter if the kid is 1 or 18 or 20 or 60. You know, the key is relationship, because without relationship, we have nothing. We have no way to help. We have no way to influence. We have no say. And so developing relationship is so important. It almost seems counterintuitive because you're going, hey, we're in crisis here. You know, we've got a lot of issues going on. But unless we have a platform from which their kid will hear us, we've earned the right to be heard, then all of our wisdom is just going to, you know, go down the drain because they are not listening. They do not care because they don't think we care. So from that platform, from building those relationships, then you can, you know, speak sense. You know, you can present facts. Don't make it personal. Don't say this is another one of your harebrained ideas. This is another one of your friend's harebrained ideas. Speak facts. If you do this, this will happen. And Katie knew when she moved out, we told her, and I think she already knew, that if she moved out, she was on her own dime, that we would not support a second household. Number two, we didn't have the means to support another household. So she knew when she left that she would be paying her own bills and making her own way. So just speak, these are the facts. But when they do make a good decision, be alongside to support that. Now, I think your question was, how do we support them when they're making bad decisions? I wouldn't support the bad decision. I would let them go ahead and experience those consequences, but be there for them. Long time ago, one of my friends, who's much younger than I am, had been the wild child. And I had watched she and her mom have a beautiful relationship now. And I asked her, you know, how did you know that you could come home after everything you had put your parents through? How did you know you could come home and be welcomed? And she said, I just knew. And that stuck in my head all those years. It's like, I want to keep that atmosphere in our home that the kids just know they're always welcome and they're not going to get, and I told you so.
Well, one of the things you note there is that it's a lifelong relationship that's the most important thing. But that also means that you're trying to lay the groundwork for your children to make good decisions well before they're leaving for college.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You want to give them some leeway. You want to give them some space to make decisions, whether it be, you know, just what classes to take in high school or sports or you know, even those when they're little, you know, picking out their outfits, you know, just learn to release these decisions that if they do fail, not that an outfit can fail, but what I'm saying is, you know, if they make a decision and it doesn't turn out the way they want, then they're still in the home and you can still teach and guide them, because we're all going to fail. And if we make sure everything our kid does is a success, we are setting them up for a lifetime of failure because they don't know how to handle it when things do fail, and they will. So, yeah, just using them, you know, teaching them how to use a budget, teaching them basic life skills. It's just all of that coaching them as they're making decisions helps prepare them for when they're finally released into the real world and making decisions on their own.
Do we expect too much of 18-year-olds, do you think?
Oh, my word, yes. Well, let me clarify that, because in a way I think no, in a way I think yes. I think we are not preparing our 18-year-olds to be adults. I think we're allowing them to stay children with all of the social media and the games. Kids aren't really expected to work a part-time job. They have so much free time to play. And I think in that way, we're not expecting enough. I think when I was in school, I mean, a lot of kids had jobs. I tried to get a job. I couldn't get a job. I was like, oh, somebody give me some experience. Nobody wanted to hire me because I didn't have any experience. I finally did get a job when I was a senior in high school. But a lot of my friends had jobs. And so in that way, we're not preparing our kids. But then I think the law of the land, so to speak, has given them so many privileges, but yet we haven't really prepared them, to fully take on the privileges and the responsibilities of being an adult.
One of the points that you make in the book is that a lot of kids who go off to college, especially if they've had a life in the church with their family, if you've had a lifelong relationship with a church, with your family group, 60% of kids who go off to college pull away from that for a bit. That can probably be frustrating for parents. How did you deal with that?
We realized that the church we were in was not a good fit for Katie. And that, I think for us, is through our relationship with her was more important than her relationship with the church. And that's not to be confused with her relationship with God. But you know what? It was more important. Let's see, how can I word this? That's a really good question. I love that question. Because to us, as long as we were keeping relationship with her open, we were still holding the door open to God. And like I said, the church is not, the church being in church was not the issue. Her heart was the issue. And we could best affect that by being the best parents and loving on her and being there for her as we could. My best piece of advice is be in relationship with your kid. And it's going to look really different than it did when they were in high school. Become interested in what they're interested in. And I always click on the station that I'm about to interview with, and I see that you guys are a NPR affiliate. Katie is crazy about NPR. And so I texted her before I got on the interview. I was like, Katie, I'm going to be interviewed on NPR. That was such a cool thing for her. Find what they're interested in and develop a relationship with your kids, because that is your foundation for parenting. Remember, without relationship, you have nothing. So you can't find out about what their day is like. You're not going to be able to find out about who their new friends are or anything about their classes unless you have a relationship with them. And I talk about that and unpack that in the book way more. But that is what you need, is pursue that relationship on the way that your kids can understand it.
And that's Brenda Garrison, author of Love No Matter What, When Your Kids Make Decisions You Don't Agree with insights from her daughter, Katie, which I think is such an important part of the book. Thank you so much for speaking with us.